Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Deborah Eckerling, author of Your Goal Guide and creator of the DEB Method for Goal Setting Simplified. You can't reach your goals on your own. You need your people. So every week I bring together some of my people to dive into the special topic, and I am really excited. It's a topic that really can't be done enough. Today we're talking about showcasing yourself. We have Heather Eck, who is a color specialist who comes to us from our friend Anastasia. She always brings me such awesome people, and today is no exception. And Kat Nav, who I met through Women's National Book Association San Francisco chapter, as we are both on the board. Even though I am in LA, she is in Minnesota. But it's all about uplifting authors and readers, and she is a senior publicist, so I know she's got a ton to offer this. And my friend Vivica Von Rosen, who I don't know how to attribute you anymore, because we've been friends for so long. So we're just going to say so my bad. Friend Viv. We're
friends forever.
I feel like it too, right?
Yeah. So,
and Viv recently launched her Beyond the Dream Board adventure. It's all about uplifting who you are and showing who you are to the world so you can continue to do more good. And I would love for you all to take a moment to introduce yourself. So, Heather, let's start with you. Welcome. Please share who you are and why you are so excited to talk about this topic.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. My name's Heather Eck, and I'm an artist. I'm an intuitive artist. I see color around people and spaces, and I create paintings that are intended to help uplift and inspire people. And my favorite thing to do is to help people see their inner light and to show them places where they might be feeling held back so that they have the courage to come out and be, you know, the bright shining light that they are and to be able to be of service to the world in really positive ways.
And you and I met because you came to one of my monthly, I do meet and greet because we need to call you my friend. You need to be my friend. I need to meet you. And I loved when you were talking about the power of color. I felt it would be such a nice value add to this conversation on showcasing yourself because the colors make a difference. And I'm sure you're going to talk about that more. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. Okay, Kat. Your turn. Please share who you are, why you're here, and why this is such an important topic.
Hi, I'm Kat Neff, and I work in book publishing as a publicist. And in joining the program, I think that it's really important. Well, my whole job is lifting people up, giving them visibility, and helping to them teach them how to showcase themselves. And so this is a really good topic, really necessary. And so I'm glad to be here chatting with the ladies about it.
And it really is. Isn't it so much easier to showcase other people than it is to showcase yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can tell people how to just build the whole thing, but building yourself is a little bit different. And so we'll talk about that probably a little bit more.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you here. Viv, always great to see you. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm Vivica Von Rosen. I'm known as the LinkedIn expert for 17 years. I was just furiously typing in the back private chat. This picture right there was an intuitive painting done of me back in 2006. And at that time, the intuitive artist told me that I was supposed to be doing the work I'm doing now, which I promptly put aside to become the LinkedIn expert for the next 17 years. So I'm like, I'm super excited to meet you, Heather. And then also my reason for being now, my call, you know, my one message to the world is that women's words change the world. They're changing them. They're going to change them, but we got to get our women's words out there. So I'm also going about that because I think it's just, it's our time. It's absolutely our time. And it's not just the cute 20 and 30 year olds, the influence, you know, it's the women who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And it's our words that really need to be out there, whether they're on stage, whether they're in books, whatever form. So anyway, I'm super excited to be part of this panel. And they're always perfect, Deborah. They're always perfect.
Well, and it is a lot of fun. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, unless it's on purpose, my guests do not know each other. I put together these panels to get the differing opinions and backgrounds and experience and see what fun comes of it. And I believe we started the conversation with Kat, and I brought in Viv, and then I met Heather, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. And obviously, and so if you're listening, you can't see this, but Viv and Kat are wearing the same color, and they couldn't possibly have called each other because they just met like 10 minutes ago. So I feel like everybody is on that same wavelength. And why is it so important to showcase yourself? And I feel like you started answering this, Viv. So why don't you continue?
Sure. Well, I don't know about you, but I kind of, this is PG. Okay. I kind of feel like the way we've been doing things hasn't been working. That's my PG version of this. And, you know, and a big part of that is we've been in a very masculine dynamic, at least in the US of A and Canada and Mexico and, well, pretty much everywhere. And nothing against the dudes. Love you. Mean it. But I think that the wisdom that women have, especially women who have lived through being little men, because those of us who were in corporate in the 70s, 80s, and 90s and onward, we know how we had to close off our femininity in order or hyper showcase our femininity in order to move forward. But what we weren't was authentically female because we weren't allowed to be. And so now is the time where we just don't give a, rated PG. We don't give a hoot, as my mother would say. We don't give a hoot about what other people think. We just don't. Like, you hit your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. We're just like, you know, this is the facts. And so it is so important now for us to get our words out there and to begin to make those shifts. And that's no small thing, changing the world, but we're not, there's no single woman doing it alone either. And that's where I'm super excited because almost, I just came back from a luncheon and and we also decided we don't like some of the ladies who were in their 80s were like, I'm good with being a crone. I'm like, I'm not good being with a crone yet. So we decided between mother and crone is wise woman. So I am excited to be a wise woman now, sharing my words. And that's why I think it's so important to get our visibility and get out there because, well, you know, we could sit in our little luncheons and talk about how awesome we are, but that's not going to change the world.
And you know this, Viv, and I believe Heather and Kat know as well. So part of the big thing that I do, it's you can't get what you want unless you know what that is. So the DEB method and goal setting simplified is really about identifying, you know, your mission, your motto, who are you, what makes you unique, and how you help. And after you do that groundwork, then you get to start sharing the message with the world. So it's ever so important. And the other thing I want to add before we jump over to Kat is I did a stint in corporate. And usually when I tell people that, they're like, wait, you, Deb, really? Yes, I wore slacks and button-down shirts and looked like a grown-up for a lot of years. I am much better suited for the role of Deb. The role of Deb today will be played by Deb. And it's important to do that exploration so you know who you are because then you can elevate your voice better as well as the ones around you.
Yeah. Agreed.
I have so many thoughts on this. Okay, but I'll let you all talk. Yeah, why showcase yourself?
I actually was in a different business before I came into working in book publishing. I was in beauty, actually, and I was a regional manager for Chanel. And so
of course you were.
Wore tight black suits, high heels, all of that stuff. So jewelry, everything. So, you know, the yoga pants, it's like, I'm going to dress up a little bit, you know? And so that's kind of what it comes from. You know, I dress up for work. It's like, I try to put myself together because Coco Chanel had said, when you go visit people, look like you bothered, look like you cared about what you look like when you go visit them. And so it really is, but the look also is like, what's your energy when you visit people, you know, they really can feel it when you come out to them. And so that's a big part of it too. Showcasing yourself is being your best friend, your ally, and helping you achieve your goals, because you're going to tell your friend the best advice, but be that friend receiving that good advice.
This is just perfect to go like right into Heather, because I am confident she is going to build on that importance of embracing. So, well, you say it. Go on, Heather. Why showcase yourself?
I think it's so important to showcase yourself, because I think we spend so much of our lives living the way we think other people want us to live instead of how we want to live. And a lot of the people that I think attract to me are the ones that are sort of at that precipice of deciding they want to be someone different and choosing to step out of the life that they've lived before into something new. I think all of us have said we've done things for a long time that we look back and go, that was old me. This is new me. Now I want to move on and do something altogether different. And I think it's so important to, once you finally start to uncover who you really are at that authentic place of, you know, showing up and being the person that you want to be and living the purpose that you want to live, that you have to then move as quickly and as intentionally as possible to achieve that, to do that, and to show everyone exactly who you are without any apology. And that's so important.
So the first step in showcasing yourself is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the backside of it is showing up as your most powerful, most feeling like you. Okay, everybody is nodding for those who are listening to this. It sounds great, and you all know that I'm with you on this, but what stops people from showing up as themselves? Heather?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me personally, what stopped me was a little bit of fear about what people would think when I finally kind of came out and said, this is what I want to do. I left a corporate career after almost 20 years of doing HR and coaching, and then said, actually, no, record scratch. I want to be an artist. And I have these intuitive gifts that I've never told anyone about. And so it really is like, you know, being able to fully show up as you are. And I think there's a little bit of fear around that. And what will people say? How will I make money? You know, what will happen to all of the things that root us in this life, which is your paycheck, your insurance, and your mortgage, and all of those things. I think a lot of that physical need stuff holds us back initially. And then I think we hold ourselves back because we're fearful of what life looks like on the other side of that, and how to really courageously, you know, climb that second mountain of the next half of your life.
And so the intuitive thing, and I believe, you know, we've all like driven in a car and passed a car accident when we were running late and said, oh, that could have been me, right? How can people better tap into that intuition?
This comes up a lot recently too for people. I think we're moving so fast through our day that we miss most of the ways that the universe, God, spirit is communicating to us. And if we really just take the time to slow down, even if it's just giving yourself a few minutes a day of quiet, where you just sit with no phone, no TV, no music, just that quiet stillness, will allow you to reconnect to that inner voice, that little whisper that shows up and says, just take a minute, just slow down. And then I think we start to really get attuned back in to who we are and how we're being guided and led.
So slow, not just slow down, but basically stop.
Sometimes.
Right?
Yep.
it's really important. And that really comes up a lot in these conversations, because people don't pause. We want things yesterday, you know, me included, because especially when we're mission driven, the future, we want to be helping others. We can't get our message out fast enough. So I like that. Mm-hmm. Viv, what do you want to add to, and I'm certain, especially in the rebrand of Viv, you hear a lot of, you know, what stops people.
Yeah. I already want to, like, I'm making notes. So like, reach back out to Heather because I want to showcase her as one of the stories in my books, because that's exactly it, right? So everything she said, and, you know, women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, because we had to be man-like and live in that world, we've got a lot to shed. I always liken it to a Teflon suit. You know, we put on the Teflon double-breasted wide shoulder pad suit, and then now we got to like learn how to take it off and expose ourselves and be vulnerable, which were all like bad things. You did not want to do that back in the day. And so there's a lot of like releasing that needs to be done. A lot of my women were at their height, or they had, you know, worked so hard to crash through those glass ceilings. They worked so hard to be mentors in their industries. They were and are thought leaders. It's my story, right? 17 years as the LinkedIn expert. That's how everybody knows me still, mostly. And that's hard to let go of. So we've got to let go of the good and the bad in order to move on. There's a lot of mindset work and internal work that needs to happen. And Heather, I loved what you said about intuition. That was my number one thing. Like, I knew if I was going to be able to launch Beyond the Dream Board successfully, even though I did it, it appears that I did it really quickly. I knew I had to open myself up to my intuition again, which was one of my funnest things before starting the last company, which was it was not being deeply intuitive. And I was working with a lot of sales teams, so there wasn't a lot of space for me to be deeply intuitive with them. And working with my women now, like, it is crazy the messages that are coming through, because I'm tapped in again. But every single morning, I am finding that space for myself. I'm journaling, I'm meditating, I am tapping in so that I can then be of service to other people through my intuition. And it's just freaking crazy and cool and fun when things like, you're like, of course Heather and Kat are on the call today. You know, of course they are. So it's just, it's super fun. It's super fun, but there's a lot to release. That's why I was holding this up earlier when we were with our little things, my little phoenix, which is my logo too. And it's because we got to burn away. We got to burn that stuff down. Can I do the non-PG version at some point? We got to burn that stuff away in order to expose who we truly are within. And so it's hard. That part is hard and scary. And we move from having a position where we had a team. Like, I had a marketing team, I had a sales team, I had a customer success team. All I had to do was go teach. All I had to do is go teach and show up. And now I'm having to create new teams without, you know, without the significant income. And oh yeah, that's not regular either. But everything, my successes and my failures, they're mine. My success and failure is no longer connected to anybody else. And that's also super exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. And you've both brought this up. It starts with the decision. Okay, everybody is nodding now. Mm-hmm. When you're ready for change, you have to decide it's time. And a lot of, like, let's say, one of my favorite things that I like to say is, if there are red flags when you are bringing on a client, they're not going to get better. But if you are aware that if you get rid of the red flag, you're making space for something else, it's much easier to keep moving forward on this journey. Kat, what do you think stops people from showing up and showcasing who they truly are?
I think it's a combination of things. And I actually deal with that on the daily, because I have lots and lots of authors I work with, and some are just so natural to, you know, they've had a coaching service, or they've been doing things and they got it wired. You know, I've got a couple of young authors I'm dealing with, and they have it wired. But, you know, many of us humans, you know, run into that imposter syndrome where we feel that we're not worthy, or we're not talented enough or smart enough or going to fit into this thing. And it stops people. And again, it's like, you know, being our own best ally, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder with yourself, facing the same direction, and just letting go of the fear and taking that first step is really important. And so, you know, part of what I do when I talk with people, again, many people are not comfortable marketing themselves. They're not comfortable putting themselves out there. They wrote a book, and I said, well, what's tied into it is that you now need to sell the book. And so, so I have meetings with people to find out, you know, what they're comfortable doing. I think it's important to always play to your strengths where possible. And so if they're a good writer, we can get magazine articles, things like that. And so I think that when people realize that their talents are recognized, celebrated, and will be utilized in promoting their work, they actually feel a little bit of a charge of energy and just like, gee, I've got an ally and I can do this thing.
Momentum, I think, is a huge factor. Mm-hmm. Momentum, encouragement. In addition to goals, I also help people with book development. I love writing book proposals because it's like that roadmap. Whether you're publishing independently mm-hmm. or going with the publisher, you need to have that map. Oh, you know, I think theme, roadmaps, your goal guide, a roadmap for setting, planning, and achieving your goals. So whichever, wherever you're going, whatever your journey, you need some sort of roadmap, ways to prop up, to remind yourself the direction in which you're going. What are some other things people can do to prop themselves up so they go at or they're striving for their goals in a position of power? Kat?
You want me to address that one? Yes.
What is that first step?
Yeah, but I think what it is that you know, I help them to recognize that that people do have strengths, and what those strengths are. And it's also every one of us knows things that we love. You know, whether they love us back, it doesn't matter. You know, like creating art or doing anything in life, it's like the joy is in the journey oftentimes. And so, you know, get out there and do the thing. If you're going to do the thing, do the hell out of the thing. That's PG, isn't it? But that's really the truth. If you're going to attempt something, just don't be afraid to fall down or look foolish or any of that stuff. Just dig in. Just dig into it.
Yeah.
Heather, what do you think is the first step? Digging in.
Sometimes I think that it's better to take imperfect action than to sit still. And I'm definitely somebody who will just go for it, even if sometimes I take my own advice and say, slow down, think it through a bit more. But I also kind of get to this place where I know if I'm stalling on something too much, I'm overthinking it. And so I would rather put something out there, a picture, a video, whatever it is, and have it not be perfection than to have not done it at all. And I think that has been the biggest thing for me that's helped me kind of take the leap from corporate to running my own art business, is to keep trying that and knowing that it's okay. You can always pull something back. You can always pivot. You can always try it again. You can always apologize. You can always say, hey, guess what? I messed that up. Whatever it is. I personally think that it's better to just do it than to sit and not have done it at all.
Well, done is better than perfect, but then we've got that slippery slope though, right? Because done is better than perfect as long as it's professional adjacent, right?
Right. Right. So true.
Viv, first step?
Yeah, I think before we even get to the first step, I think back because like I was saying earlier, I could have done what I'm doing now. Actually, when I first moved to Colorado in 2001, and then when I had this intuitive painting done in 2006. And then, you know, I could have gone this route. I literally joked about it rather than the Vangresso route in 7 years ago. So like, why didn't I feel I was ready yet? And it's that silly imposter syndrome. And we can talk about that for an entire episode too, but we have to come to that space where there's literally nobody else who can do what I do. There are other people who can do what I do, but their audience is going to hear what they do. Only my audience is going to hear me. And you, Deborah, I quote you so often on this. You called it the dog whistle. Not that my audience is dogs, but like only my audience can hear my dog whistle. Only my client Julia's audience can hear her dog whistle, or not hear, but just like align and be excited by it. And so when we finally come to that realization, like, yes, it looks like there are 500,000 life coaches out there helping people move from corporate to entrepreneurship. Yes. And we're all doing it for the one goal that women's words need to change the world. That's my version of it. And only my audience is going to get jazzed by my voice. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about not being good enough because only I can do what I'm doing in the way that I'm doing it with the, you know, with my dog whistle. So thank you for that, Deborah. I literally quote you every time I talk to people about this.
Really? I said that?
You did. You did. We were having a conversation. I'm like, that's because I used to, and this one's good too, but it's the radio, right? It's like, clears a bell. But kids these days don't listen to radios and they have no idea what I'm talking about with the static at 106.6 compared to 106.7. But dog whistles, I think everybody still understands and knows what a dog whistle is. So clearing yourself of that imposter syndrome, knowing that you are the only one that can bring this message in, and then just doing it and then just starting it. You can fix the mistakes later, hopefully.
My second, so I self-published two books before your goal guide. And the second one was Write on Blogging, 51 Tips to Create, Write, and Promote Your Blog. And I remember one of the examples, it's the same thing. It's only you are you. Only you have your own background, your experience, your unique take. And I talked about how everybody, there are a gazillion and one food blogs. Now I have a food podcast and I'm a food writer and podcaster with Taste Buds with Deb, but only you can bring your spin to what you're putting out into the world. The other thing I'll mention is you were talking about how male dominated the world is. You Google goal setting experts and only men come up. And boy, does that get under my skin. But I'm perfectly happy to become the number one person people think of when they hear the word goal. But for people to think about that, you need to put yourself out there. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to elevate you as you elevate yourself. So how can you bring community into the mix? Yes, I made it a question. Viv, how do you bring community into that mix of elevation?
And this is where I'm really glad I'm a woman, because we build community naturally. I mean, I think because we have babies, so our community comes out of us literally, not me, but other women. Was that too graphic? And again, having, you know, I went to this exercise dance class this morning, and then after we had the luncheon, and there's a community. I have a brand new community of elders and crones and wise women that were a little bit older than my mastermind community, which is different than my girlfriend's community, which is like, we just make community. And poor guys. I mean, they have community in their businesses, but then they leave their businesses and what? I guess they have their golf buddies, but then they hurt their back so they can't play golf anymore. And our friend Ted Prodmaru, he's creating what I'm doing. He's doing for men he's doing for people, but also men, what I'm doing for women 50 plus. And thank goodness for it, because, you know, community is, it's where our networks are. It's where our support is. It's where people go, rah, rah, you're awesome. You can do this. And it's also where people go, did you think about maybe doing this? But it's most, I'm definitely generalizing here. My experience is that my communities have been very heart-centered and supportive, as well as some kick-ass smart women. Oops, some kick-butt smart women. But, you know, it's just, we're so fortunate. We are so fortunate that we just make community wherever we go.
It's true. And everything that I do started with a writer's community from when I lived in Chicago for goal setting, productivity, and community, which is now also Write On Online, which I put in the chat and which will also be in the show notes. So it's, yes, we need our champions. We need our resources. We need our elevators. So Heather, what are your thoughts on, and as a, and I'm not meaning to answer, is it intuitive? I'm going to guess, you know, which ones you're drawn to and which ones to run like a hell from. Yes.
Yes. I have to agree with Viv. I think there's nothing more powerful than a group of women. I think that when they're all focused on a single goal, so much can get done with so much love and support for one another. And I think it's such a blessing when you find that group of women, especially as you get older, that help support you. They show up, they bring meals, they literally take care of one another. And I'm very lucky to be a part of a community of women from a spiritual space that do that for one another. And I think you have to find that community, but also I'm encountering a lot of people who don't have that community. And I think part of it is not knowing either how to find it or how to put yourself out there to say, you know, I'm looking for this. I think you have to show up with a little willingness to say, I'm looking to be a part of something. I want to find those people. And I think you have to put that intention out there to go look for them too. And then I think once you show up, they show up for you and you just start to develop relationships and find those little network pathways that help you feel like you've found the people who will take care of you. I think that's so, so important, especially as women get older, but we're so powerful when we're together. It's so important.
And so we're recording this the end of March, which is Women's History Month, which is making this even more and especially relevant. Male allies, we adore you. We thank you. Women, when we elevate each other, anything and everything is possible. This is the theme that I am getting. Kat, any additional thoughts on developing community, finding our people?
I do have thoughts about that. I think that that one of the reasons that we need to elevate ourselves and bring ourselves out into community is to also model this to the young women who are developing. It's like, you can do these things. So I think that that's really important, you know, provide good mentorship and, really it changed the world. That's one of the ways we can change the world.
Now, there are women who give women a bad name, just as there are men who give men a bad name. So I feel like it would be too obvious an omission. How do we navigate that?
I think that we should give power to the things that we enjoy and that we want to give energy to. And the other stuff, people make their own decisions. So, mm-hmm. We can't make them for them. We can bless them, wish them well, but then we have to move on.
Yeah.
From that. And not get trapped.
Viv, you looked like you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah. And I am so not perfect at this. But, whether it's men, women, current, future president, whatever. Compassion. Like when people act like jerks, it's because they're in fear. When people are controlling, it's because they're in fear. When people are cruel, it's because they're in fear. And when you realize that, and it's hard in the moment, it's so hard when, you know, when there's a troll on your feed, it's like so hard in the moment to go, okay, this guy's living in fear, or girl, she or he is making themselves feel better and look bigger because they're in fear. And then you can have compassion, because how miserable.
You're not them. You have compassion because you are not them.
Well, because we're, but how miserable they are. Like I can, I'm thinking of a couple people in my head right now, and I mostly have compassion because it would suck to be them. It would suck to be them. I mean, and maybe I just put it that way in my head, like sucks to be you, and move along. But it's always fear that's making them, or smallness or not enoughness, that's making them do these things.
So it's like with anything, stay away if you can. We can't always, but stay away from those toxic relationships and give more of yourself into the things that refill your cup, that make you feel vibrant and more you and elevate. And Heather, thoughts? I imagine you like see people. Do you see people in their auras?
I see, if I tune into people and see the color either around their head or just like a boop color that will pop in when I meet somebody. I think that one of the things I think that I experience through clairsentience is like a feeling about someone, or like I'll experience their energy sort of spiky. Or a little bit like, oh, that person's a little prickly. And I think a lot of people have that feeling too, right? Like when you pay attention, you tune into it, and you can go like, oh, when you walk into a room after there's been an argument, you kind of go, oh, something happened here. We all have that intuition. We all have spiritual gifts that we can use. Mine just happens to come through in color. And so I know that if I experience somebody with those pricklies or with a color that's not super clear, then I know that they're maybe dwelling in a lower level energy that I don't want to dip my toes in.
So do you just like excuse yourself and run the other direction?
I do. I'm a recovering people pleaser. So it's like very, you all can understand that. I think we all are, right? Like it's very hard sometimes for me to have boundaries with people. And so I've been really practicing recently saying no to invitations or to going to things where I know I'm going to feel drained by the end of it, and trying to, you know, turn my attention more to the things that, like you said, lift you up or make you feel fulfilled in a different way.
I just said to someone last week, the week before, they were supposed to go on a work trip. They were just getting over being sick. And I'm like, can you cancel? Because the last thing you want to do is bring your energy when you are not, and this was a guy, when you are not at your highest level into a situation. Same thing with networking events. If you're not feeling it, don't go. There's always five more the next day or the next week.
Yep.
So just the way that we see other people's energy, I think being mindful of when you are at your best energy will help. And Viv was talking earlier about what the dance exercise. I am such a fan of dancing for exercise and 2-minute dance breaks before you do anything, because nothing is going to uplift you. What was it? I was watching a YouTube video of these school kids on Britain's Got Talent. And it was I watched it 3 times. It was just pure, utter joy. And what came to me was like, I need to watch this like every day. We need to do things every day that's going to put us in that best frame of mind to better showcase yourself. See what I did there. And elevate so you can do the work that you are meant to do. And car dancing, is that something you do, Kat? We've got a very, and for those of you, so we're live on StreamYard and we've got such an active chat. Which is my joy, because I always like, I always get a sense that the people I bring together will like each other. And this one's just like off the charts. Talk about off the charts. So, friends, you all know that I like for everybody to gift a goal to the audience. So what is something that they could do today, tomorrow to like recenter themselves, elevate, showcase themselves? Heather, what goal would you like to gift?
I would love to gift folks the goal of this week, choose a color that you really love, that you're attracted to, and that makes you feel good, and wear it and notice how you feel about it. And then also choose a color that you wouldn't typically go for and put that on this week too, and just get a feel for how that makes you feel. Pay attention, slow down or stop, and just notice what's happening for you when you put that color on.
Oh, wait. So this it's like two different color goals.
Yeah.
One two is one that you love. One is one that you normally wouldn't. Why not? And I always say, so I've got two colors. So I've got my practical favorite color, which is blue. And then my power color, which is orange. And they're just, and I don't think I even own anything orange, to be honest. But growing up, I was like, you know, I'm Leo, fire. Gotta love that orange. So I think we all have those colors that we know. It's sort of like we know the answers. We just need someone asking the questions. What are your colors? What are your power colors, Heather?
Definitely this green. That, and then the other color is magenta, which Viv and Kat are wearing too. So I wear green to remind myself to love myself, because it's sometimes hard, you know, to be hard on yourself. And green always is a reminder to find self-love and self-compassion. And then that bright, beautiful magenta is supportive of both your intuition and your physical body. So they come together to create a really life-affirming color that's really uplifting for me. So thank you for wearing those.
And Kat, what is your power color?
Do I have one? I actually used to, I'm an elder goth. I used to wear black almost exclusively. I see you. But but now it's like I reach for, I have still have plenty of black, but now I'm buying colors. And I don't know if it's the little rebellion in it, but I'm also growing out my silver. So it's changed. So the things that flattered me once, I'm reaching for the strong colors, but now I'm reaching for multicolors and florals and just all of the things that just like are super feminine.
And counterintuitive. And counterintuitive to the past you, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And so Viv, what about you in power colors?
And
by the way, you look good because you're always wearing strong colors and you always look fabulous.
But yeah, I think same, because I was a punk in the 80s too. And, you know, we were like, take low, you know, and like poser. And so, but now as a grown up, I do like, I love all the colors. You know, orange, even though it doesn't look great on me. So I have orange fluvogs that I freaking love. The magenta is a big part of my website. And when I want to be a little more subtle, I'm also like way into the purples because of the whole magic and mystery of it. And then teal pops up too. My bridesmaids, when I got married in my 50s, I'm like, this is the oldest bridal party ever. I think our cumulative age was like 1,002 or something like that. But I'm a big fan of the magentas, all the upper chakra colors. Exactly. You know, in red, I own one or two pieces of red, never wear it, but it's that root chakra and I don't need that so much anymore.
And as I mentioned before, I love blue. You will see blue in any of my websites because blue, you know? Yeah. And what does blue say?
So blue supports the throat. That helps you speak your truth and speak with authenticity. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, in the
blue exactly. Mind. Okay, so I've got the right color going for me, is what you're saying.
You do, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for the color education, because it and again, when we met, I'm like, this is absolutely fascinating. And what a nice compliment to this conversation on showcasing yourself. So, Kat, what goal would you like to gift?
I would like to give people the gift of doing something good for themselves every single day. Just something that makes them feel special, mm-hmm. something that makes them feel loved, and something that they can get enjoyment from for a long time after that. Maybe the rest of the day, maybe the rest of the week. But take a little time to give yourself some joy.
Ooh, I don't think we can have enough joy, right? Because there's so much anti-joy. I'm sure that's probably not a word, but doesn't it feel like the world will give you plenty of non-joy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to combat it.
Yeah.
This is what I do. Okay. I love that. So, and I did not know about your Chanel background until today. And now so many things make sense. I mean, I can see how you went from that to this.
Really?
Oh, yes. Because it's all about, you know, dress for the life that you want. Do the thing that is uniquely you, embrace it and live life with it. So even if you can't see it, I can see it. And that's totally awesome. Viv, what goal would you like to gift?
Yeah, once you put on your brand new power color that maybe you've never worn before, get out there on the socials. Like, if it's a reel, which is so funny, I'm like so not on Instagram because I was a LinkedIn expert. And for the longest time, it was B2B old white guys. And so it's, which I'm married to one. I love him. But but now I'm like, okay, reels. And I don't know. I mean, I literally taught a course on social video and the importance of being on social video. I need to follow my own goal, and I need to start, you know, getting on Reels and on YouTube Lives and on all the other things, as well as just LinkedIn. But we do, our audience has to hear us. Our audience might be uniquely yours. And if we're not out there sharing our words with them, they're not going to hear it and they're not going to change. And it's the whole Marianne Williamson thing again, like, who are we not to be speaking? I'm paraphrasing big time. Who are we not to be speaking, putting ourselves out there, shining our lights? Like, if we're not doing it, we are doing a disservice to the world. So get on those socials, and I will too, and I'll see you there.
I have to ask a follow-up, because and I love this. And I think I mentioned either last week or the week before when I started Goal Chat Live, I did 2 episodes just me talking for like 15 minutes. And then I started inviting one guest. And by the end of 2020, I was the panel show. So how can people get out of their comfort zone and start a talking to the camera? What tips do you have for that?
Just do it. Like Mikey said, right? You just do it. Like, I think for me, I know LinkedIn inside, upside down, in and out. Like, you could put me in a room of 10,000 people and say, okay, you've got an hour. And it would be like, cool. But as you're developing, and it's, I'm not attached to it. It's LinkedIn, right? I'm not attached to the UI. I'm not attached to it. Now that I'm like speaking my truth from the deepest recesses of my soul, if you don't like me, I'm like, So I think that's part of it is I still have to get out there. And if you don't like me, that's fine. There's other people who teach what I teach and you'll like them. But I just have to get over that. And you have to get over that too. So again, on the
social. So the best way to showcase yourself is to embrace yourself and get over yourself.
Get over yourself. But be compassionate and then get over yourself. I mean, do be compassionate, because I completely understand why I'm doing it and why, I mean, I've got other women and who are doing the exact same thing I'm doing, and we're all, you know, and it's just like, let's have compassion, but then we need to get over ourselves, because we are doing a disservice by not getting and speaking our words. And I can't always hide, you know, I can't always hide behind a book. I can't always hide behind the microphone, right? We got to get out there. We got to get out there more.
So your truth is elevating women's voices.
Yeah.
Yes?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So Kat, what is your truth?
Well, my truth is something that I've had to master over the years. And there's a book called I Have to Work with Who. there are people that, you know, some clients or, you know, folks that, that I kind of just have to emotionally evolve in this space. So it's like, what good can I find in a particular situation that's not as comfortable, you know, what good things can I do here? You know, what ways can I help this person feel good and engaged? You know, how will I inspire this person, you know, so they can get to a better place with the work that we're doing together?
So in a sense, it's embracing you, but also mm-hmm. looking for the good in the people that you're working with so you can elevate them as well.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I don't have the option of making changes. And so I say, well, what can I do? How can I evolve to meet the situation and meet the individual?
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Heather, and I really love your backstory, because I mean, corporate to artist, I mean, amazing. So what is your truth?
I think I'm still uncovering it. Honestly, I think a lot of what comes through in my work is this desire to understand like the bigger mysteries of the universe, honestly, to really kind of just understand the big picture of why we're here, and what our mission and purpose is. And so for me, I feel like I am learning more and more about myself. I uncover more about myself while I paint, and I like to help other people, you know, make their way back to themselves through an understanding of where they might be dwelling in their chakras, where they might be dwelling in their physical, spiritual, or emotional bodies, and then giving them tools and, you know, beautiful color to help uplift them and to help inspire them and to help, you know, sometimes we have to push people up the mountain a little bit. And so I like to think that that's one of the reasons I'm here, is to help reach my hand back and pull people up and then give them a little shove on the tush to get them up there.
And another great example of why this panel today is so like-minded, because we are all in this together, but we're also all in, well, I want to change goal culture in and out of the workplace. Goal is a four-letter word, yes, but it's the good kind. And when you take the time to figure out what your path is, you are in a better position. When you know who you are, you can showcase yourself and help others in the process. What a fabulous conversation. Friends, where can people learn more about you and all that you do? Heather?
You can learn more about me on Instagram. I'm at Heather Eck Artist. And I have a 15-minute color discovery session on my website at heathereck.com/thank you. And I'd love to chat and tell you more about your color, how it can help you.
Wonderful. Well, I think you'll have at least 3 people click on that link today. And Kat, where can people learn more about you and all that you do and your books, etc.?
Oh, well, you can find me on Instagram. There's one picture, because I'm a professional observer. So so that's what it says on there. You'll go there and it'll say professional. Just here to observe, that kind of thing. But you can poke me if you want to. That's okay. Yes, I am on LinkedIn. You can see a little bit about me there. And with Vivica's help, I can fluff that up a little bit. She says, don't wait for the professional photos. I said, okay, I won't. So you'll see me there and it'll be beautiful shortly. But otherwise.
And you can also learn more about the books, Cat Represents, at Llewellyn.com, and also Women's National Book Association San Francisco chapter, which we're both on the board of. This will all the links and the recap will be in at thedebmethod.com/blog, where you can go to. And I also like to include everybody's LinkedIn. We've met. If you're tuning in, send a note and connect with one and or all of us. And Vivica, where can people learn more about you?
It was so easy when I could say, oh, just Google LinkedIn expert. Because it's way easier to spell that than Vivica Von Rosen. But if you go to beyondthedreamboard.com/welcome, I've got some free meditations there. I've got some resources there, as well as my contact, so you can book a call with me. If you can remember how to spell my name, if you pop it into Google search, I dominate, because the only other one who's Vivica Von Rosen was my grandmother, and she has since passed. So I kind of claim that space. And yeah, if you do want to reach out on LinkedIn, just remember to tell me that you saw me on Deb's show, and I would be more than happy to connect. And Heather and Kat, I'll be sending you invitations to connect too.
Excellent. And again, I am at the Deb Method everywhere. You can go to thedebmethod.com/blog to get the recaps, to get the links. And I am live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And you can also listen to this as the Goal Chat podcast, which is on the Marketing Podcast Network, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you need a little nudge with your goals, you can grab a copy of your goal guide at your favorite place to buy books. Oh, such a fun, empowering, uplifting conversation. What final thought would you like to leave us with? Let's start with you, Heather. Let's start finishing up with you, Heather.
Yeah. Final thought, I think, is, find something every day that helps you feel like you are, pay attention to the feelings that you have. If it makes you feel restricted, it maybe isn't for you. If it makes you feel open and expansive, then maybe it's for you. So look for the things that make you feel open and full of possibility.
Ah, because aren't we in the hope and the possibility business? I love that. Okay, Kat, final thought.
I want people to have a chance to be kind. Be kind to yourself, be kind to people around you. And also, never miss an opportunity to do something kind. Open a door for somebody, let them pull their car in front of you. Let's model the way to be good and kind to each other every day.
Asterisk, underline, highlight, because the power of kindness can get you everywhere and make you feel good in the process, right? Viv, final thought.
Well, Kat had me till the whole let a car pull in front of you. No. Kidding, not kidding. One of the things I keep thinking to myself and saying to anyone who will listen is, what if it was easy? We come from a paradigm of struggle, and that you have to struggle in order to succeed. And we got this bro culture of boom, 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 pow, and all that. Like, what if it was easy? What if we just tapped into our intuition? We trusted the universe. We acted from love, and everything we ever could have dreamed of, plus way, way more, was presented to us, which I am just playing around with that. And it's happening every day. Like this panel right here, perfect example of that happening. Like, what if it was easy? What if we could just trust our intuition and lead from the heart? And know that the universe has our back.
Because the universe, it has our back.
Yeah.
We just need that faith and belief. Again, wonderful conversation. Thank you so much, Heather Eck, Kat Neff, and Vivica Von Rosen for joining me today for Goal Chat. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're watching us live, the replay, or listening to us as the Goal Chat podcast. showcase yourself, embrace who you are. Maybe you need to hit the pause button. Maybe you need to be kinder to yourself and to others, but it's all within your power. Go on out there and go for it, because we know you can do it.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.